Hey guys, who are you?
So hi, I'm Stephen Fleece. I'm a senior manager with Cognizant. I'm in their communications industry consulting practice.
Thank you, Stephen. This is Ramesh here. I'm an assistant manager of projects working with Cognizant's communications practice as well.
And communications practice, what do you do in communications?
We focus on communications companies in the communications industry, such as large telecommunications carriers, cable television companies, cable providers, and we're beginning to partner on convergent opportunities with our media and entertainment groups.
And tell us a little bit about what does Cognizant do? I mean, obviously, work in communications. What does Cognizant do in that space?
Well, Cognizant is a global provider of IT technology services, consulting, and business process outsourcing. We have a single-minded focus on bringing business solutions to our clients across all industries and across a worldwide geography. So we've been lately focused on helping telecommunication carriers and communication providers, media companies, get into this new world of content, digital content delivery, and helping them with product development, efficient operations, and time-to-market related initiatives.
And the way that I kind of came in contact with y'all is you did this project with TM Forum. And I guess before we get to the whole TM Forum stuff, can you tell us a little, just to help our listeners, watchers understand, what is TM Forum? How did y'all work with them? What was this thing that y'all did with TM Forum?
Sure, Kurt. TM Forum is a global trade organization that is providing leadership and innovation and learning and education solutions for companies in the communications industry, the media and content industry. They are a not-for-profit global trade organization, and the TM Forum has a program of projects that bring sort of proof of concept or living lab type solutions to the marketplace. It's a place where vendors can come pre-integrate with each other and advance both the frameworks and the standards required to put together these types of marketplace needs or solutions. So the TM Forum has long been a leader in the telecommunications industry for management standards and frameworks, and they are beginning to bring that value to other industry sectors as well.
In the vein of the POC, I guess, was one of the terms you used, they put together kind of a POC, am I saying that right, POC, around the content encounter catalyst. And what was kind of content encounter catalyst, and what kind of stuff did y'all do during that?
Well, content encounter was really one of several initiatives that the TM Forum has taken with a lot of their member organizations to really build out an open ecosystems, standards-driven solution for how digital media can get from content creators and producers to the end consumers that communication service providers and application service providers, new media companies like portals and so forth, to the consumers that they serve. So it's an entire open systems-based or an open standards-based ecosystems of vendor products and integration points that helps to sort of prove out how digital media is going to be delivered to the consumer with sort of a variety of different products and services, putting those things together. So the goal of the content encounter is to really show how we can use some of these open standards and frameworks to monetize digital media and provide value to the media industry and to the communications provider at the same time in monetizing and collecting value for the content.
There were a lot of participants in this. There was BEA, IBM, Alcatel, Motorola, as well as Microsoft, and Cognizant played a huge part in the middle of that, bringing all that together. And so can you tell us just a little bit about what was it like working with all of these different vendors trying to get, I mean, obviously we say open standards, but honestly, how did, you know, getting all that stuff together, y'all really provided the glue.
Well, clearly it was a challenging task in the time frame that this first leg of the project had to deliver, and that was really the reason that both the sponsors of the project and the TM Forum asked Cognizant to become the lead for systems integration. So being that Cognizant is in the business of putting together solutions across a variety of technologies and vendor companies, we were well positioned to bring our services to bear in that challenge. But we had a fantastic team of vendors and industry leaders on our team to put this thing together. We had Microsoft bring both the base platform for the consumer technology, the advertising services, and much of the service-oriented infrastructure that we need was provided by Microsoft. IBM brought some of the digital media workflow technologies, and they partnered with Alcatel-Lucent to bring a full service delivery platform from a communication carrier standpoint and a location-based service that we could converge with the content. Cognizant brought one of their partners or clients in the industry called Westwood One to the table to bring in the media along with Microsoft, using some of Microsoft's media as well. So we had a tremendous cast of players. I'm probably forgetting somebody.
Yeah, no, you got every one of them, Stephen. Just to add a little bit more, there were 8 companies participating and about 35 global resources across 3 different continents and 6 time zones.
Oh, that's a good story.
The strength of the team that we had for Terminator Cover Case 1.
And one of the interesting parts I thought was that obviously there's so many different players, and I know a lot about what goes on, you know, TM Forum. A lot of their stuff is kind of Java based. Part of the y'all solution that you put together used .NET for it. Is that?
Well, we had a combination of technologies when you look at it from an end to end perspective. Clearly, in the consumer device area and the user experience, we decided .NET was the technology to really focus on that component of the solution. So, yeah, we used .NET to really shape the entire user experience from a content delivery perspective and some of the websites or portals that the end user would interact with. But we used Java technologies
sure.
and other parts of the project as well.
Sure. Okay, and I guess the screen just went black here. Ed, can y'all show us a little bit of a demo? What was the content encounter catalyst? This thing was shown off in Dallas at TM World.
Sure. So the first part, we're gonna actually just show you a part of the overall content experience. I would encourage anybody who's interested in getting the full demo to potentially attend one of the TM Forum events. There's 2 main events. Nationally each year. The next major event is actually in Europe, coming up starting on May 19th.
And this one in Nice, right?
In Nice, France, yep.
Trying to get my plane ticket.
Yeah, there will also be a partial demo at the trade show called NAB coming up in mid-April.
Oh, yeah, so a lot of our watchers are probably going to be at NAB.
Yep, so, and then there's another show, the TM Forum next conference is Management World Americas, which will be in November of 2008. So to get the full content encounter experience, it would be best to attend one of those events. But we'll give you we'll show you a part of the experience today. It's focused more on the surface of the solution. Behind the scenes will require a little more in-depth team and a little bit more in-depth demonstration. So
okay.
On the surface here, we're really going to show you 2 things. We're going to show you a very simple user registration function, which captures some preferences of an end consumer, particularly which locations they're interested in content from. And then we'll also show you some of the user experience on the consumption side of digital content, where we actually built 1 of 3 applications. This one was for the digital television experience. We also have a solution for the mobile phone and for the PC web browser.
Oh, wow. So the whole voice video data conversions thing, this was proven out.
We call it our 3-screen application strategy, and many of our communications clients are putting together a framework to where applications can be deployed across all 3 screens.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take a look.
Okay.
What does this guy look like?
Sounds good. So we're going to real quickly show you a screen here. This is one of the registration web pages that users of the content encounter can come in and actually establish their identity on the system. And as part, once they've established their identity, our test user here in this case has a first name of Lou. And Lou is interested in three different locations here in the United States: Atlanta, Dallas, and Denver. So Lou has selected these as his actual preferences for his location, so that when he comes in and interacts with content later through our storefront applications, the advertising and the content will be tailored to these locations. So we're going to flip now from a PC web application to a different scene where Lou will be sitting in front of his television. So now you're actually looking at a Microsoft Media Center application where, in many cases, Lou would have his identity kind of hardwired to the set-top box or the computer that that they're using. In this case, we're going to put in Lou's PIN so that we know that Lou is really Lou.
So this kind of looks like just a normal like web app or anything. How do you know that it's in Media Center?
Well, the goal is not to necessarily know that it's in one application or another. The goal is certainly just to make the user experience simple and enjoyable.
Okay.
We can actually it's actually an application.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
It's part of the overall Media Center framework, but when you go into it, it's very simple to use.
Very cool.
So once Lou logs in, so I'm gonna. And the system recognizes his identity, Lou will be presented basically with sort of a portal, a very simple portal, much like you would see on a set-top box.
Just to prove that you're actually driving this with a remote, right?
That's right. That's right. So here's this sort of top-level menu, and you can see there's some localized banner advertising now being delivered to a certain portion of Lou's television set.
Contoso, so, it's never going away.
Yeah. So this may be an advertisement from a national advertising network, such as the Microsoft platform, or it could also be an advertisement from a communication provider, local Yellow Pages type of advertising business. So we actually demonstrated both in the content encounter.
It wasn't the ad stuff here. Wasn't that like from our Atlas?
It was. It was a part of your Atlas ad network. So Atlas actually is driving all the banner advertising for this part of the demo. But
okay.
And there was also a simulated Yellow Pages-like service as well that we demonstrate in the encounter.
Okay.
So in this area, we can actually go in. You can see the first place is an actual sort of my purchases, or a sort of a digital locker of where assets that have been previously purchased, and Lou has gotten digital rights for that. We'll come back and show that later. The next is actually Management World, which was where we actually got live feeds from the TM Forum Management World trade show, and distributed that video in real time to our content encounter demo. So we'll show that in just a moment. Let me take you real quickly into our video section, or our video showcase, where you can see there's there'll be a menu of video items that a user can go in and purchase using different type of commercial models. So we've got Fighter Pilot here, and Speed, and Discover. This is a list of video content that Microsoft gave to the project. We can go into this Discoverers here, which is the third item, to actually take a look at that. So there's really different options for how a user may want to purchase or monetize this. We've selected the buy it once and keep it forever type of model, and we're going to put that to the user's monthly bill that they get from the communication service provider. So now that they have actually purchased the Discoverers, we can actually use the Media Center application to easily go in and play a high-definition version of this content on the television screen.
Oh, cool. Video on demand.
So this is one example, right, of sort of an IPTV digital media being streamed to this device in real time. And so there's a lot of standards behind the scenes that are actually making both the metadata around the content come in, the commerce aspects of how the how the content is offered and purchased by the end user, and then how it's delivered actually to the end device with quality of service and the ability to integrate it with a digital experience. So,
a real value add there is I could add this to my current phone bill.
That's right. Yep. So there's also a billing and settlements aspect, plus the ability to put it on a third-party payment settlement solution. So we'll go back here and take a look at some other things. So you'll also see now that we've purchased that one particular asset, the actual service in the cloud keeps tracks of those purchases in sort of a digital locker, and you can now see that the Discoverers, which we just purchased, I guess these other two assets had been purchased previously, is now in this sort of suite of things that have been purchased. So the end user will be able to consume this content across any of the three screens. So if they go to their Windows Mobile cell phone, they can also play it back over a 3G wireless service.
Holy smoke! So I start watching this guy on my video at home.
Yep, these same assets are available on your cell phone.
Holy smokes, that's cool.
Yep. So.
And this is just proof of concept. I can't go buy this today.
It's just a living lab assembly. It's real technology that with real standards behind it. Obviously, the TM Forum's not going out and selling the service, but I would be looking for these types of services from one of your major, carrier communication service providers in the next months and years ahead, real soon.
Very cool. So, yeah, that's exciting, especially I go hop on an airplane, and I think if I was watching an episode of Family Guy or something like that, that'd be great to be able to pick it up on my phone since I already bought it once at home.
It's a great value proposition for consumers, but, you know, really the focus of our project was not only just to bring innovative solutions to consumers, but also value-added solutions for how communication service providers and media and entertainment companies can work together with a standards-based ecosystem to really drive more monetization around their content, whether that be through a pay-per-view model or an advertising-driven model. There's a lot of different business models out there. Who knows which one's going to end up being dominant or whether they're all going to find a place in this new digital marketplace.
That is very cool. So what any other bits you can show us off the Catalyst?
Well, real quickly, we'll just show you the management world. We had a couple videos that we actually ingested in real time. And I don't know if you've noticed, as we go through these screens, we're getting banner advertising from those locations that...
So the button there says Atlanta for...
I had a little misstep there on the remote control there. So in addition to the pay-per-view, sort of studio-produced content, we also had the ability to bring in real-time video from management world itself. So during the actual show, let me back up real quick. During the actual Management World trade show, we filmed some of the keynote speakers, and the video of those keynote speakers were actually downloaded in real time from the camera, the studio production area, into the Content Encounter Catalyst using the content standards that this project has adopted and extended.
So you're doing live film ingest, transcode, all the way down delivery, ad overlay, the whole bit.
So within an hour of actually filming this keynote speaker, it had flowed all the way through this open ecosystem of technology products and services and was being demonstrated on this device, this television device, the mobile phone, and the internet using a PC.
Yeah, so now my watchers and listeners are going to be angry. They're going to say, I want this now.
Yeah, so I know YouTube is pretty close to getting something like that, but not in high def yet. So we have both high def and... all the way down to the mobile form factor running within...
And to be honest, one of the big core capabilities of the service providers is the ability to monetize, to be able to do per usage down to very, very minute models, and to be able to package in with other value-added services. They're not just delivering video. They've also got huge networks to be able to leverage as well.
So one other thing I'd like to show you in the demo, which again is a part of the content commerce engine that Motorola actually provided to the project. That engine is capable of not only just managing content, but also managing commerce with other types of services or bundles. So and it tailors those offers in real time towards the preferences and the metadata about both content and our customers that are interacting with the solution. So in this case, the registration that we showed you earlier actually has the three cities or the three locations, Dallas and Atlanta and Denver. We now have sporting packages of both digital content and other types of services being offered to this customer that have been tailored to those locations of interest. So being that I'm from Atlanta, we'll go into the Atlanta Hawks in the Hoop package, for example, here.
So your choice is relevant to me. I haven't been in Georgia all my life. Recently reloaded Dallas. Both of these show very well to me.
So if we clicked some different cities back in the registration, the actual engine would offer you different packages based on your interests.
So, oh, look at that! And you can even like buy merchandise, autograph,
so
Team Ball.
Included in this bundle of content, you get a season pass to all the Atlanta Hawks video on demand assets available. You would get a player and game analysis on the web, and then also we would dispatch a transaction to a third-party physical good fulfillment engine, such as AT&T Sterling Commerce engine, that would actually then fulfill a goods and an order for a goods.
Like Tommy Glavin's back with the Braves. I want to autograph hat and ball while I'm watching. This might be his last season in Atlanta.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're now putting together both digital content with traditional products in a way that's meaningful to an end user.
And be able to target on profile, too. That's really cool.
That's right. So some of the concepts that you may see in today at Amazon.com are also going to be available into this new digital marketplace as well.
So, are there any plans going forward? I mean, like you said, that you're going to show it at some other venues like NAB and Management World. What's the lifetime of this Catalyst project? Is this going forward further?
Absolutely. So, we had a great turnout and success and interest at the Management World Americas.
Well, I bet that's hot.
Yeah. So. Based on that success, all of the participating vendor companies decided to continue their investment, not only in the Content Encounter project, but in the products and services that we've put together as part of this open ecosystem of products and the systems integration glue that makes it go together. So we all continue to invest in this project. We've got some new participants during this season of the Catalyst project. We're focusing on continuing to extend the content commerce interface with our rights management standards and a language for how you put rules around how content can be offered and bundled and together, and what are some of the copyright or digital protection
mechanisms. Oh yeah, that's a big issue.
So we're doing that in sort of advance of a DRM and a watermarking content protection strategy, which will come in the fall season. And we're also looking at the whole revenue flow. So as you monetize content, all the different revenue assurance and revenue operations tracking, Subex Azor is a company that's joined the project since our last demonstration, and they're focusing on the revenue aspects. And we're also doing some exciting new things in the advertising space with the addition of Telcordia, another new participant in the company.
Oh, so, sure. A lot of people in the telecom industry know Telcordia.
Yeah, so they're bringing some interesting real-time assets to the table in conjunction with the Microsoft Atlas advertising and some of the Yellow Page advertising type of technologies.
And so just to wrap up, where can our guys go to find out more about Cognizant, more about TM Forum? Can you give us some resources?
Sure. Well, there's two places you can really go. Obviously, the TM Forum itself has a rich source of information about the project and some of the management frameworks and standards we've used in the project. You can go get more information at their website at www.tmforum.org. And there's a link there, or you can do a keyword search for Content Encounter to get more information about the project. And then in addition, for Cognizant's systems integration and global delivery services, you can go to www.cognizant.com and just ask to have an expert contact you. And in your request, please just ask for somebody in the communications, media, and entertainment industry group to get back to you, and we'll be happy to follow up.
Well, thank you all very much, gentlemen, for showing. This is a really cool project.
Thank you, Kirk. Thank you.